I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win a Mr. Floor cleaning product. It's your choice. Just pick one, and we'll get you all squared away with that. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at Mr. Floor.
.com.
There you go. Fuzzy Robbie nailed it.
Oh. Oh, my God. Got me.
All right. So Robbie's off today, if you can't tell. Fuzzy Robbie's sitting in, and we appreciate that. And we have a very special guest that I don't know that I've ever scheduled anybody to be on the show any later or closer to actual airtime than we did with you, Shay.
Yeah.
It was last night on Twitter. Hey, you want to fill in for Robbie? Hey, sure, I'll do it. Okay, fine. All happened
That's
on
why
Twitter.
We do it. Yeah.
I thought we flipped on the mic at the beginning of the show and like, oh, Shay, come on. Yeah. Shay, you mind helping us out? What you doing?
Sleeping.
Yeah. Right. So we appreciate you coming in to fill in for Robbie and give us a professional clutter clarity, because if you left it up to us, you never know what you're going to get. And I think it's only fair to...
We would have had your yard filled with storage containers.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Oh, no.
Buy more boxes.
But you can put up this slot wall stuff, and then you get all these baskets on there, and you can store more stuff. And we can cut bigger holes in your attic of the garage, so we can put stairs, so you can go up there, store more stuff up there. See, you don't want us...
Well, that's not bad. I like those ideas. Yeah. Well, I might use those, so.
Okay.
If you spread out the mess, it doesn't look so messy, right?
It's just is that more space. Yeah.
That's why people get bigger houses. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Let's see. Let's see if we
start recording.
Are we recording?
Sure are.
All right. Okay. Before we start that, Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. No, not yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Shay's gonna sing?
Dance.
No, she's a dancer.
Great
for radio.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pie of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here is Shay from Mission to Organize with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House. Fuzzy Robbie singing.
Nice, I like it.
Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
All right. What I can tell you is Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor. Mr. Floor cleaning products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Great job, Fuzzy Robbie. Hey. All right, Shay, it's all yours.
Wow. Excellent. Okay.
How's that for an intro?
That was amazing. And the deep voice at the end of that
song. Thank you. I wrote that song.
Killed it. Yeah. Killed it. So, you guys all know I'm a certified professional organizer.
Yeah, sure.
And as part of that, I have to have a continuing education credits and attend classes, 45 credits every 3 years to keep up my certification.
45 hours? Is it each a credit's 1 hour?
Well, it depends because each class is different.
Okay.
It might be an hour. It might be a two-hour class.
But it then for a two-hour class, it counts for two credits.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So as a part of this, I attend these national conferences. It's an annual conference.
Uh-huh. Do they have them in cool places like Vegas so you don't actually have to go, but you can pretend like you were there?
You can play, yeah. Oh, husband, I swear I'm going for work. Yeah. No. Well, sometimes. I mean, we've been to like a resort in Arizona before. This next year is going to be in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. So at least we'll have a little bit of warmth. I think it's going to be in the beginning of April. So
it'll be plenty.
Sure, I'll need it by then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is all set up through the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, NAPO. And I just went to a conference.
Okay.
Maybe like 2 months ago. So I wanted to give you like some fun tidbits that I learned while I was there that I thought might interest you guys.
Okay. Well, if it's something you learned, do I need to get the nerd alert thing going?
No.
Is this going to be too nerdy or is this like just straight for organizers?
No.
Straight
okay.
up.
I targeted this specifically for your audience.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went
so
through.
She kept it simple.
Well, you guys have a different level. Like you know, as I'm listening to the show in the morning, a lot of this stuff is going right over my head. I'm like, I can get down with like the closet falling off the hinge and everything. Right? I totally get that. But some of the higher level stuff, I'm like, eh. So what we're going to start with is the 10-10-10 rule, and this is actually something that you can use in any part of your life. It's not just work. It could be personal decisions or installation purposes or what have you. So Susie Welch is the genius behind this 10-10-10 theory, and the whole idea is when you're making a change or making a decision that you should ask yourself, how am I going to feel about this decision or change in the next 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years.
Okay.
So
I need the screwdriver. I have to keep this screwdriver.
Right. Like if you get rid of the screwdriver, how is it really going to affect your life?
I'm going to be really sad.
For 10
You're
minutes.
Cry.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah. 10 minutes, yeah.
And in 10 years, I'll still wish I had it. How do you like that?
But that's the thing. Are you really, mm-hmm. you know?
So and I've got for five more of them. It doesn't matter, but that
right,
one.
Right. It's the red one, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So maybe keep the red one and you can get rid of the yellow one since that's not your favorite.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
And think about like what is the worst and the best thing that can happen, right? So you could do this if you're trying to decide to go on vacation or if you should get rid of this pair of shoes that like always has hurt your feet, you know, or whether you want to install a dishwasher in your basement or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really interesting way to make the decision. So, and I really like.
And that's the 10-10-10 rule.
The 10-10-10 rule. And actually.
So if you're currently single, this could also keep you that way.
I guess it could, yeah. So the second one is that multitasking actually makes you more stupid than you think. That was actually the title of the presentation. Multitasking makes you stupid.
Then I'm pretty dumb.
So I attended,
clarify
you know.
That, because we must multitask at all times.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. People really do. However, she provided some really interesting statistics that rapid fire switching slows us down. It decreases your accuracy and it increases your stress. The official numbers here, 40% slower. You're going to do something 40% slower if you're multitasking. So think about that at the end of the day. And actually, it says 28% of your workday is lost to multitasking.
Wow.
Because you think you're accomplishing something, you think you're accomplishing two things at the same time, and you're not. And Lord have mercy, you don't want to end up, you know, hammering your finger on accident because you're actually paying attention to something else.
Okay.
So, last one, I really quickly want to say, there is an app called Room Planner, and you can design a room, like, virtually on the app. Add the doors, add the window frames. You can change the size of it. It gives you a 3D view so you can, like, sit in the room. And then your client or customer can actually see what the end vision is going to be.
Okay.
Room Planner.
Room Planner. Excellent. All right, we got to take a quick break. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
All right. That'll wrap up Clutter Clarity, but we'll have a little bit more right after the break. We'll be back.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them, mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
All right.
Hey, what's going on at the Custer Fair next week?
Us.
Fuzzy Robbie, go.
Us. We're going on at the Custer Fair next weekend. And Shay, you're more than welcome to come by as well.
Thank you.
Here in Evanston, we're actually going to be broadcasting all weekend, next weekend. All of our live shows that come through here. Essentially, we're moving the studio to Chicago Ave, right in front of Sketchbook Brewery. We'll be right out there. Yeah,
good location.
Yeah, we'll be one of the only people that have two tents. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They
fancy.
Gave us one.
Right?
Yeah, they're giving us one, and we've got one. So,
ooh, look at you!
Yeah,
all kinds of fancy.
So you guys will have your own tent already pushed back.
Really?
And a WCGO prize wheel.
Check it out.
Yes.
Where we can get food from Firehouse, you can get stuff from Sketchbook, $10 car wash certificates, all kinds of goods.
Jackpot.
Yeah, and heck, we've still got pens and koozies. And it's a prize wheel,
that's
right?
That's the prize wheel. And we'll have the Mighty House tape measure, bubblers, notepads to give out.
That's everything.
Lovely.
But yeah. Shay, when you were talking about organization and the mindset, almost the 10, 10, and 10.
Right.
Where do you hit the line between organization and minimalism? Is there a Rubicon that eventually you just?
Those are good Jeeps.
Are you shooting for minimalism, or are you just trying to kind of just clean up your life?
Honestly, most people are not shooting for minimalism. Mm. It's a very extreme type of decluttering. You know, you have to really make a conscious decision to
not have anything.
Yeah, and that's how you want your life to be. Mm-hmm. Because you really do have to adjust your way of thinking. Rather than having 15 towels, now you have one or maybe mm-hmm. two. So, like, how are you going to do the laundry? When are you going to do it? You know, it's something that you want to be prepared for. And it's definitely not for everybody or even close to everybody. So on one end, you have the minimalism. On the mm-hmm. other hand, you have the hoarding. And most people fall somewhere in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering who's that voice that is Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize.
Hi.
And you can see her on the Facebook Live if you're watching there. And Mission to Organize, what's the website?
Mission2organize.com.
And what's your YouTube channel?
It's just it's Mission to Organize. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So you just search Mission to Organize, you'll find us there. I saw our little segment last time on YouTube, so we're going to be putting that on our website, on our press page.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll send you a copy of it. I think I've got it, and then I'll get this one, too.
Yeah, we could even put it on the YouTube channel. Okay. And I know that the Mighty House folks answer their Twitter even at 11:30 p.m. So make sure you tweet them.
That's right.
Because I've heard instead of the 10, 10, and 10, I've heard the 90 and 90. If you don't use it in 90 days and you don't plan on using it for another 90 days, then you don't really need it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends because think about it here in Chicago, it's like the winter time, right? Okay. Like for a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So if you have a tent or something, right, that you're going to use for camping or only when it's warm outside and you start this rule, you know, back in November, then all of a sudden, by the time it comes to do your camping, you don't have
a tent anymore.
Tent
every year then.
Right. See, that's the thing. You have to think about things like that. Oh,
what was that?
Hi, that's our little friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a moth floating around somewhere. Does he make it over here?
Yeah, he's on the keyboard.
Okay. Excellent.
Driving the show.
As long as it's not in my hair. Yeah. We're fine. Yeah, so, I mean, you just have to put that in perspective a little bit.
Okay.
We would typically say, as professional organizers, like a year or like 2 years, you know, because that's a little more reasonable than 90 days. I mean, you wouldn't have anything.
Yeah.
So, and you definitely wouldn't have all those screwdrivers.
No. Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. He'd go out there just to screw, just to use them so he could keep them.
Right.
He's got a piece of wood just in his workshop that he just like, oh, I used it.
I put it back.
I got it, Shay.
So I know there's people that are the baby boomers, a lot of them are downsizing.
Yeah.
So maybe the extreme to downsizing is going into these tiny homes. Have you helped anybody move into a tiny house yet?
We have a lot of clients who downsize from the suburbs of Chicago. The big house where they were raising all their kids, you know, five bedrooms and all of this. And the kids are grown and they want to move downtown. They want to move into these like little condos in these high-rise buildings, you know. And so you're almost I mean, if you think about like the size of a tiny home and the size of a condo in a building downtown, I mean,
yeah, you're still looking at 700 square feet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may have to pair off some of your belongings.
Lot of your belongings, but they're ready for it. They're done. They're like, I'm done with this huge house. I'm done with cleaning from top to bottom, all the repairs, you know. Now you go downtown and someone else is doing all that for you. Yeah. You have a maintenance man comes in, changes the light bulbs. You know, it's an easy new way of life and they're ready for that. So they're more than happy to get rid of the stuff. And that's what we see more often than the tiny homes.
And it seems like most of that stuff that's in their house anyway is their kids. It's their kids' stuff.
Or the stuff for outside, like the garden, right? Like all of the things that you need to like keep up a garden and the roof. And they don't need any of that stuff anymore. So that's when we donate to a homeless shelter.
There you go.
It helps the people at the shelter. They help to actually house the homeless folks and then give them all the things that they need. And a lot of those things end up going to homeless people in the community or, you know, low-income folks. So.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
It's a community service thing that we wanted to do. You know, we started it right when we started our business, and it's something that's very important to us and very important to our clients and really allows them more freedom to get rid of stuff when they know it's going to somebody.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you know somebody's going to be using it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And we promote the same thing with the Chicago area restores. You know, same thing. If you've got to get rid of it, you might as well let them resell it and get something out of it.
Sure.
Exactly.
I'm not a big fan of garage sales. I mean, it's a great way to get rid of stuff, but it's also one of the most frustrating things in the world. Half of what you've got has value until you try to sell it at a garage sale.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And that, well, I'll give you a dollar for it. Wait, it's a $500 table saw. What do you mean, a dollar?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but how many times have you picked up something great from somebody else for a dollar?
Not much. Have
gone to somebody's other garage sale and been like, I need that red screwdriver because I need two.
I don't go to garbage sales, though. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't. I will tend to go to the Restore, though, Habitat for Humanity Restore,
because
we're dropping stuff off all the time. You know, we disassemble a kitchen or a bathroom. We take all that stuff and
Was it coming
Donate.
For you?
Donate. Yeah, it was.
And you can always find out more information at mission2organize.com. Hey!
I wanted in on that.
Well played there, Fuzzy Robbie.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're at the ReStore dropping stuff off, you tend to walk through there, and then pretty soon, next thing you know, you're walking out with a dining room table and chairs.
Or more clutter than you came to drop off in the first place. Yeah.
All the stuff you pick up doesn't fit in the truck that you brought everything down.
Exactly.
In.
Yeah. I always feel like the jerk. I don't need anything except this lamp.
Yeah, this is all I need. This chair.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Wait, this chair and this lamp. That's all I need.
Oh, I can't forget this.
The ashtray. Didn't he pick an ashtray up too?
Yeah.
Oh my God, pig hog paddle, all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh. So there you go. All right, cool. So then if you were someone's moving, they can give you a call. What kind of other services do you do?
Yeah, so we kind of do like household management type stuff. So when you're too busy, you have a job, your husband has a job, you have kids running everybody all over the place. You'd maybe travel a lot for work, things like that. We can come in and manage the household, let the dog, you know, walk her in and out, you know, help to manage all of the people who manage the household, the nanny, the chef, you'd be surprised all of the people that it takes to make like a huge household run properly. So, we can be that middleman and the person who's keeping everything on track.
Like a property manager, almost.
Almost. They call it household management. Okay. So it's like the house manager, basically. So a lot of professional organizers are actually getting into that these days.
That's why the Queen only gets 70 million pound budget a year for household management.
Yeah. Wow, that only sounds 70. Fabulous, right?
That's a great job.
How do I get that gig?
Exactly. So a lot of houses here in Chicago and apartments and things like that have smaller bedrooms. Like essentially the size of this room is still considered a medium size room.
10 by 12?
Yeah, yeah. How can somebody use their space in a smaller room that may not have a large enough closet or anything like that? Is it more of a vertical type of thing or more shelving? How would you help somebody?
You know,
like
it depends on what it is, but always vertical space is something that's underutilized in most places, whether it's a closet or the bedroom itself. So, you know, hooks, pegboard, you probably could use some pegboard in your garage, right? So you can, you can also use pegboard inside of your bedroom, women out there, if you're listening, to hang your jewelry.
Okay.
Like a cool like jewelry display on your wall, you know. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do back of the door. Of course, it doesn't work on these like hinge or the, what do you
bifold
call it? Bifold.
Doors.
Yeah. But
you those are the ones that fall off anyway.
Pocket doors are
right.
Yeah, Rich, pocket doors are kind of hard, too.
Yeah.
Just scrapes everything right off the back of the door when you open it up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we got Fuzzy Robbie in the studio today and Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to... Got it? You got it? You cut them off.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
When the job was going smoothly, two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget, man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, "Hey, son, my wife and I've been talking, there's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left now, could you put it on the right? Why can't you make up your mind? We did everything you said, you've got to make up your mind. I can't read what's in your head, well I'm running out of patience. I'm running out of time, and you're running out of money, cause you can't make up your mind. Blue pastels, oyster shell, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine. What's wrong? It took so long. Seems like that to me. Can't you do it in a week like Ty does on TV?
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can join us right now on Facebook Live, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And who else we got up there? There's the First Northern Credit Union, if you're watching up there. And then the Mighty House logo pops up.
Sure does.
And then what's next? AWM Construction, yep. awmroofing.com.
And I think it's Fast Signs after that.
Fast Signs at Lincolnwood. 80@fastsigns.com for more information. And Mr. Floor, MrFloor.com for all your flooring needs. And if you want carpet, they'll do the carpet. Just call and ask for Igor. He loves installing.
He loves carpet?
He loves measuring and installing for carpet. He does. Man. That's his favorite thing to do. So make sure you ask for Igor.
Exactly.
Are you being facetious?
No, sir. No, I am not.
No, he loves it.
He actually likes it?
No, he can't stand it.
I didn't think so.
It's bad on your knees installing carpet. Especially those kickers.
Oh, yeah.
Just go in there and just kick it in.
The power stretchers now. You don't have to kick it.
Yeah. Oh, power stretchers. Look at this fancy guy over here. Yeah, I guess I have to throw away my kickers.
Right off the baseboard on the opposite side of the room, and it's got a wider thing. And
there you go. Boom, done.
Carpet stretchers, man.
That's it.
Get me one of those.
Yep. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There you go. Fuzzy Robbie is in for Robbie today, and we appreciate it. And Shay showed up.
Yep. Shay and I are splitting the duties.
Yeah?
Takes two of us to fill Robbie's shoes, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy.
She does a lot.
They're pretty. They're big shoes. They're like clown size things. So, you know, it's hard to. I understand. You got to get all that in there. So,
well, I brought my galoshes.
You know, it's funny. He'd never say that if she was in the room.
Oh heck no!
No, yeah. Heck,
she's gonna listen. You know, she'll hear this.
Oh no, she's not. She's.
We'll
sleeping.
Remind her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Somebody will.
Yeah, exactly. There was something that showed up at our office. There's a new Sawzall out. Milwaukee makes Sawzall. So what's it called technically? It's a reciprocating saw.
Okay.
It's just like Kleenex. You know, there's a bunch of different people that make Kleenex, but you call it a Kleenex. The Sawzall is made by Milwaukee, but everybody makes a reciprocating saw. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, and that's the saw that just has a blade that goes back and forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now Skillsaw has come out with one that's anti-vibration. They call it Buzzkill. So usually when you put it on there, it shakes all over the place and it's hard to guide it and all that other stuff. So the thing with this is you can put it on there and it actually cuts really nice and smooth and it doesn't jump around a lot. So. Hmm. Something to look into.
Does the blade jump around too?
No.
It's just nice and soft.
How?
Huh?
How? Yeah.
How does it not jump around if it's a reciprocating saw?
All I know is you can put it on the wood and it just starts cutting and it's nice and smooth.
Science, technology.
Now, I will.
Industry.
This is a corded tool.
Innovation.
It's a corded tool. You have to plug it in. And
oh my God!
I know.
How would you do that in this day and age?
I had to find extension cords, you know. So
you need those.
We went through this whole rigor. I didn't have to find a battery, click it in, and go. You know, I actually had to plug it in the wall. But if you're doing a lot of cutting, a lot of demo, this probably would be really a good saw to do. So,
the very first thing you need to do when you're building a house is put electrical in.
Yes.
Just so you can plug everything else into it.
Exactly.
You said Rebecca was on
35% less vibration.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, you're looking at it. Good.
Yeah.
35%
less.
It's
a beautiful thing about the Google machine. You can find everything.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones here. And let's go. Was it Rebecca? Yeah, is that correct?
Buzzkill Technology.
Rebecca, you're on Mighty House.
Hi. Hello. I wasn't sure it was okay to call. I sure. don't hear Go a lot ahead. Of people calling anymore.
No, well, that because we just stand here and yak all, you know, for 3 hours. So,
okay.
You know, we're always welcome to call. Sure.
Well, thank you. I have two questions, if that's okay. One is like more not urgent, and okay. the first one is I would just like your opinion about on-demand water heaters. I know way in the past I've heard you talk about them, but I'm thinking about getting rid of my. I would like to get rid of my water heater tank and mm-hmm. get a on-demand water heater.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why there's not a problem. It seems to me that a long time ago the problem with them was that the minerals in the water, the hard water here, would always destroy the mechanism pretty quickly. And is that still a problem, or is it fine?
It's less of a problem. Most of the manufacturers have switched over to all stainless steel heat exchangers. For the longest time, majority of them were copper, and the copper was attacked much faster. So it still can be if you have well water or something like that. But if you have soft water or, put a water softener in, it will definitely make it better.
So,
I'm in the city. I'm in okay. Chicago, and yeah. I don't have a water softener. Would I have to do that?
No.
You don't have to, no. But city of Chicago water is already fairly good. I mean, it's some of the best water you can get. Never knock it. But if you put in a water softener, you would not need a very large one, and it would make all of those items last longer.
Yeah. So we install them, every chance we get. I like the space-saving aspect of them and the on-demand. Usually I tell people, though, if you've got teenagers or kids, don't get one because there's no reason for them to get out of the shower. They'll be in there for days, and the thing will just keep right on running. So you have to. You can put a timer on them, and that's one way to do it. So that way it turns off, and then you just freeze them out,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get out that way. But the other side though is if you have a large soaker tub, it's great for soaker tubs and things like that because now you can fill those tubs up. They hold 50 gallons, and you've got a 40 gallon water heater, you can't fill it up.
You're 10 gallons short, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so
what's the hot water supply? Like how is it? 10 gallons a minute? Like, what's the...
Okay, so that's a real tricky one. So it has to do with your temperature differential, your delta T. So if your groundwater in Chicago is 55 degrees and you want 110, you have a 55-degree temperature rise, which might only give you 5 gallons per minute.
Okay.
So you have to look at that. Our water here in South Florida comes out of the ground at 74 degrees.
Oh, there you go.
Part.
Yeah.
So I only have like a 30 degree or a 25 degree temperature differential. I can get 9.8 gallons a minute out of them.
Ooh,
wow.
Why would you need that? Why would you need that?
If you've seen some of the showers I've built, you need it.
Right. So you can depend, what you size the water heater, and your plumber can do this for you based on the number of bathrooms and openings that you've got. So,
And could it be electric and gas? Are they... Two of them, or?
No, there's one or the other. Yeah, and if you've got gas, I would use the gas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, definitely with the gas. The other thing you can do is go to smaller units or good units, but you put them in tandem. So you have a heater and a preheater. So your first water heater might only be bringing the temperature up 15, 20 degrees, and then it goes to the next heater, and it brings it up another 15 or 20 degrees. And that overall is going to give you a much better water flow, more gallons per minute.
Right, exactly. So does that answer the question?
Well, pretty well. I have a small house, and I don't use a huge amount of water, so I think one would be
okay. So
adequate.
The last thing I'm going to throw out at you, though, is I use Rinnai and Navien are the two that I go to most. The other thing to keep in mind is Navien, N-A-V-I-A-N. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I use are like the 240A, they're 95 or 98% energy efficiency. They have heat exchangers. And the other thing is the Rinnai RUR98s. Not that I use these all the time. That's why I only remember the model numbers. But those actually have built-in recirculating pumps if you can put in a return loop in your house and set that timer. Because houses were always built with your water heater in the basement in the far corner, and you might have your master bath at the other end of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So having a tankless water heater, it's a lot of wasted water getting the water from the water heater to your bathroom, you know, you're just running it, trying to get hot water there. If you do a recirc loop or something like that, you can actually set a timer for based on your schedule and save water because it fires up and you've got it instantly then.
Right. So, and then what was the other question? We got a break coming up here in about a minute.
Okay, this might not work then. The other question is, I have a electrical situation. I was away for a few days. I got home and found that several rooms in the house are out of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to obviously get an electrician, but I'd like to have kind of a vague idea what could possibly be going on.
How old is the building?
I don't think it's a short because the circuit breaker didn't
trip.
You know, react.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was, whatever you call it.
Right. So if you've got an older home and you're close to railroad tracks, or you got semis driving by, a lot of times somebody that was, you know, had done some previous work didn't twist the wires together and use a wire nut, and eventually that vibration will just make a wire nut come apart, and that's just sitting in a box somewhere. So the other thing is sometimes the outlets where they just push the wires into the back of the outlet, those will not make good contact anymore, and then that'll short out, and then you have a whole section of your house that's out. So an electrician will be able to take care of that, and it's probably going to take at least an hour or two of a service call to do it. So we got a break coming up. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, Rebecca.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them, MightyHouse.net. And we are the official radio sponsor of this year's Custer Fair. And that's Custer Street. And we'll be broadcasting live there. Let's see, the 16th and 17th.
Uh-huh.
Gates open at 10, but we'll be there at 7. You can make a $5 donation, and they'll be more than happy to take more money from you.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30 vendors, food vendors, 300 local, regional, and artists and craftspeople, commercial vendors, and 3 stages of music and entertainment. For more information, go to CusterFair.com. That's CusterFair.com. Our broadcast will be brought to you live by Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, Firehouse Grill, Sketchbook Brewery, Cinemax Century 12 Movie Theater, and Evanston's and only First Northern Credit Union.
Absolutely.
So we'll be out there. Say.
It was not easy for me to say. Well, I'm nervous. You know, we've got Evanston's Finest here staring
at
us.
Exactly, yeah.
And you know, they're afraid to go.
That's because your van's still double parked out front,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The tow truck will be showing up.
That's
here
what they called about.
Yeah. It wasn't. I'm not legally parked out there, so they're here to take care of my truck. So yeah, that's the way it goes. So nice. We've got Fuzzy Robbie sitting in for Robbie.
Yep.
And we've got Shay Lewis that stopped by and to do Clutter Clarity, and we've just hung on to her
and
made her stay. So we've got about 5-8 minutes left here. Any parting tips there for Mission to Organize?
Well, we've talked about moving. We talked about downsizing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had one more tip for the room that doesn't have not a big room, doesn't mm-hmm. have a big closet. You can actually turn that whole room into a closet.
Oh, what?
Boom.
Where will I sleep?
Yeah.
That's why I buy a 5-bedroom house. Oh, so you can have one bedroom strictly as a closet.
No, that's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I had a client do it once with all of her shoes and handbags. Mm-hmm. Had a little island in the middle.
Wow.
Oh, Joy would love if you said that. but it's an amazing option if you have the extra room.
Excellent. All right. I forgot. We got one more phone call to get.
That's Mike, right?
Yeah. Yeah, get Mike.
Hey, Mike, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Say, I'm building a new house, and we're putting in, it's a ranch-style home with a somewhat partially finished basement, and we would like to put in wood stairs, but our contractor is really not very happy about that, and I think it's just due to the amount of work and extra cost.
Okay.
Because it wasn't included in our bid. So I was just wondering what you guys think about that.
What kind of stairs did he propose in lieu of wood stairs?
A ladder.
Carpeted.
Oh, you want...
Oh, okay. So you want... I got what you're saying now. All right. So you're talking about either using finished treads and... All right. Here's the deal. Because it's not in your original bid, and the guy's going to try and nail you probably for finished treads, here's one way to do this, and for basement stairs, I recommend it. Let him do his carpenter-built stairs, and just you can carpet the whole thing. It's much less expensive. If you really want a finished stair, you can buy stair caps, tread caps that are red oak, cherry, walnut, and you put those on the ends of the treads and then just carpet the center. So there's you've got some options, but a finished stair going to a semi-finished basement
can be difficult. Well, I know they make those caps, too, that are all solid wood, right?
Yes, and you can you can put those on and just let him do his thing, and then if he doesn't want to cut those and put them on, then you can do it later and you know just rip the carpet out once you move in. You can put the wood on there and then do the painted riser or actually just cut strips of plywood veneer that are oak or whatever you're doing and put those on the riser part, and then you're done. And I'm surprised he doesn't want to do it because it's not that difficult of a project.
Well, no, it surprises me, too, because he's actually, you know, he's a good builder. He's been in the area for quite a while, and he's built a lot of homes, but he says he's only done two wooden staircases.
What?
So,
okay.
Are you in the northwest suburbs?
Where are you at?
No, I'm up in Wisconsin. I'm a cheesehead.
Oh, so. Hader. How you doing, Hader?
Yeah, that's fine.
Up in Stoughton. I'm in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Stoughton. Okay. I've been there.
All right.
So the company I used to use up there, that was Sandwich Stair Company, and I would get a quote from them just to do the stair, and maybe you can get the credit from your builder and have Sandwich Stair Works make your stair.
Yeah.
Because that would be done perfectly. I mean, they're high quality, but again, it's going to go back to what are you willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, which one's labor intensive, the putting the caps on or putting carpet on? I would assume carpet would be pretty labor intensive, wouldn't it? I mean, you got to stretch it, and it's
far less expensive because you can use standard framing lumber. When we first used to build wood stairs, we were always using square edge 2x12. Mm-hmm. And then when people wanted to wrap them with carpet, we actually had to route that square edge off because it would cut into the pad or the carpet. So you can use standard 2x12s for your treads. It's just much less expensive, and it's very easy. Then you're just covering the whole thing with carpet, where if you're doing the wood, it's got to be stained and sealed properly. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible you don't have a painter that is qualified or good enough to do it. So there's where that comes from, Mike.
Well, once they get the carpet installed and everything laid out, how hard is it to put the creak back into it?
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
That's easy.
I just want to make sure that...
Just put the nails in there, and then you make sure...
Yeah, don't use screws. Use nails.
Use nails, and then that way, it'll move, and it'll be fine.
You put that creak back in.
But no, that's a security system.
Gotcha.
That's the early warning security system. That's what those creaks are for. So,
always use construction adhesive and screws.
Yep.
No
there
nails.
You go. Yep. So, has that got you squared away?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was thinking. So, I'm right on track with what you guys proposed. So... Sounds good.
All right, cool. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike.
All right.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it there.
Oh, yay. Well, okay, how much time we got left there? Is the music started yet and you're not playing it for us? Okay. All right, good. So, real quick, lineup for today. We've got Mindful Money coming up next, then Gina Woods with Open Road Radio. I'm sure she'll ride in the rain, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And then 312 Sports.
Yep.
That'll be coming up. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we got the Mike and Mike morning show.
Absolutely.
Going on.
Yeah, 4 hours of Mike's.
That's what more would you want?
I know,
on a Sunday
it's great.
Morning? Mike Jackson Outdoors, so you can do a little hunting and fishing talk.
Yep.
And then you go to the gardening and environmental stuff with Mike Novak with Peggy Malecki.
Exactly. You come back home with all those fish heads and use them as fertilizer.
There you go. It's perfect.
There you go.
And then you got Richie Z at noon with Automotive Heaven and in Playtime with Bill Turk and Kerry Kendall's on from 1 to 3. So stay tuned all weekend. There's great shows. We're going to be at the Custer Fair.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, so stop in and join us.
Happy Day weekend, too.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Exactly. Off our new tools.
Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize. I appreciate your time. Again, your website.
Thank you. Mission2organize.com.
And Fuzzy Robbie, awesome. I didn't expect
Brilliant.
That. Awesome job today, Fuzzy Robbie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Round of applause.
Yes.
Oh,
there we
round,
go.
All the way around.
Fuzzy Robbie
golf
did
clap.
It.
Golf clap.
And then the poor guy that drew the short straw today.
I know. Yeah.
Randall. Yay. Randall drew the short
there you
straw.
Go, Randall.
So he gets for wearing a Spurs shirt.
that's why Evanston Finest are here.
Exactly.
As soon as the show's over, that's it. All right, so next week we'll be out at the Custer Fair right
sure
across
will.
The street from...
Oh, Sketchbook. I'm sorry.
Sketchbook Brewery. That's right. And we're having a prize wheel out there, so there's plenty of stuff to give away.
It's gonna be good.
We've got the Mighty House tape measures, notepads, and levels to give away. We got a lot of stuff. Free stuff. Free stuff.
Lots
that
of free
always
stuff.
Gets free
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and a wheel to win the free stuff.
What
I
more
mean,
could you ask
I'm not
for?
Just handing it out.
So be out there early, 7 a.m. Show opens at 10, but be out there for Mighty House at 7.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. For, where are we going to go? Randall. Rich Calgill, Fuzzy Robbie, and Shay Lewis for Mission to Organize. I'm Ron
and
Calgill.
And Sergeant whomever from Evanston Police that's in the studio.
Until next Saturday, keep it square and level. Oh, wait, I did that backwards, didn't I?
You just screwed the whole thing up.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.